The U.S. Army bombarded the Tlingit village Kachanak in 1869. It has been known in history as the Christmas Bombardment. The bombardment occurred after the military held a Christmas party in Fort Wrangell and some Tlingit people attended through invitation. The bombardment stemmed from conflicting reports of violence from the party between tribal members and army officers. After a soldier gravely injured one Tlingit man and killed his brother, who allegedly bit off the finger of an officer's wife, their father, Skatu, sought revenge. Tlingit culture is about balance, so Skatu killed a white ex-Confederate Navy commander, Leon Smith. Skatu then went into hiding. The army did not acknowledge the Tlingit action for justice by seeking balance. They demanded Kachanak leaders to turn Skatu in by noon the next day. That was near impossible, and the army ended up attacking the village, killing at least 5 people. Before Skatu turned himself in 2 days later, he made stops in Kachanak and said his goodbyes. He was hanged by court order on December 29, 1869. The Army's apology ceremony will be held Saturday and begins at Petro Marine on Peninsula Street. A walk retracing Skatu's last steps will begin at 10 a.m., and a bus will be there for elders to participate. Each represented clan will say a few words, dance, and hold a small, short ceremony at all 8 stops. The walk will end at Fort Wrangell, what is now the Wrangell Post Office, and Skatu was held in court and hanged. The formal apology will begin at noon at the Nolan Center with lunch and proceed throughout the day. Major General Joseph Hilbert of the United States Army Alaska and the 11th Airborne Division will request permission to be on the land to give the formal apology. Clan leaders will respond to his request. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski will say a few words, and U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan's wife, Julie Fate, also expects to be there. Other notable attendees will be clan leaders, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, and guests from other communities, including Sea Alaska's Rosita Worrell and Richard Reinhardt. This also includes historians Mike Hoyt, Ronan Rooney, and Zachary Jones. Additionally, veterans will also be acknowledged. After dinner, songs and closing words will conclude the ceremony. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.